Today's shiur is Masechta Rosh Hashanah Daf Yud, and we will begin on Daf Tesama Beis, four lines from the bottom. In our previous shiur, we had begun to discuss the halachas of Arla and Netar Ravai. Begins the Gemara with a Braisa Tanu Rabbana Echra Hanateya. If somebody plants a new tree in the ground, Echra Hamavrich, if somebody takes the branch of a tree and puts it into the ground, and then it starts to grow a new tree, and after the new tree begins to grow, he cuts the connection from the old tree to the ground, and now he has this new tree. Vechra Markiv, or somebody grafts a tree when he puts the branch of one tree into the other tree. All of these cases, if he did this Erev Shvius, if he worked on the property the year before Shemitah, in the sixth year, Shloshim Yom Lefnei Rosh Hashanah, for 30 days before Rosh Hashanah, once Rosh Hashanah arrives, all Shloshim Shanah, the Halacha views it as if a year of the Arla Halacha, that we know for the first 3 years, the fruit that grows from the tree is Arla. The halacha is that after when it took place within 30 days of Rosh Hashanah, it's considered as a year past. And furthermore, the halacha is for Shemitah, it's considered as if it was not planted during the Shemitah year, and they have mutal kaimim b'shvius, so he could keep those fruits. It's not considered as if he had worked the property and he had worked the land during the Shemitah year, which of course then we know the halacha is that such fruits may not be kept. Pachs mishloshim yoyim Rosh Hashanah, but if it's less than 30 days before Rosh Hashanah, then the halacha is loy al shoshanah. It's not considered as if the entire year has passed. It's considered as if the property had been worked on during the Shemitah year, and the halacha is that any tree that was planted during the Shemitah year, the halacha is Os L'Kayim B'Shvius, must be uprooted. Peres Netiyazu, but as we just said, that this fruit, if it had been planted within 30 days of Rosh Hashanah, it's considered as if a year passed. Even though we're saying that it's considered as if a year passed, it's the halacha is that after 3 years, it's no longer Arla. So one would think that you would have to wait, if you have the first year, which is 30 days, then the next year, and then the next year. So by that next Rosh Hashanah, which is the third Rosh Hashanah, from when it was planted, it would not be Arla anymore. Says the Braisa, or Peres Netiyazu, we're not allowed to eat the Peres of this fruit, Ad Chamishos B'Shvat. We can't, even though we've considered 3 years have passed, and it should not be considered Arla anymore, the halacha is, it is still considered Arla until Tu B'Shvat, it may not be eaten. Im La'Arla Arla, as far as Hilchos Arla are concerned, Mim L'Ravaya, as far as Hilchos Ravaya are concerned, the halacha is that the fruit that grows in the fourth year has to be treated like Ma'aseh Sheni. It has to be taken up and eaten in Yerushalayim or redeemed, and the money spent in Yerushalayim on food here, even though we already, if another year passed, it should not be considered a Ravai fruit anymore. That isn't the case. We have to wait until Tu B'Shvat. But the way to understand the Gemara, and this is the way Rashi understands the Gemara, and that's the way the Rosh and the Rambam and the Ravid understand the Gemara, is that this is only because we were relying on a specific leniency. We were relying on a leniency that 30 days is already considered as if a year passed. So we're going to rely on that leniency. We're not going to be able to eat the fruit without the concern of Arla. We're not going to be allowed to be not concerned about Ravai until Tu B'Shvat comes. However, if we had planted the tree Rosh Hashanah after Rosh Hashanah, and now 3 full years pass, or 3 4 years pass, we don't have to wait for Tu B'Shvat, according to Rashi and the other Rishonim we mentioned. We'll be able to eat them as soon as the anniversaries of the 3 years and the 4 year pass. And the simple way of understanding the Gemara is because if we want to rely on a leniency to consider 30 days in the year, as we're going to be discuss, should be considered a year, that's only, we can't rely on that leniency to such a great degree to say that the 30 days that pass are considered as a complete year with no other consideration. Rather, we have to wait for Tu B'Shvat, and as the Rishonim explained, because until Tu B'Shvat, the sap of the first 3 years, the sap of the first 4 years, which as we explained when we began learning the Masechta, is what we have to take into consideration when we think about trees, are very much still part of what we're considering. But after, but if it grew a full 3 years, then that's not something that is not a factor that we need to consider that much. The Baal HaMor disagrees. And the Baal HaMor's opinion is that even if it grew for 3 full years or four full years, it doesn't change. And the halacha is that we have to wait until Tu B'Shvat. And with the explanation that we just gave, it's quite understandable because we're concerned about the sap that's going into this tree. Since we're concerned about the sap that's going into this tree, that it's from the old sap and it's causing the tree still to be influenced by that, it shouldn't make a difference if it was 3 full years or just the 30 days. And Lahalocha, the Chazanist says, we differentiate between Chutz Laaretz and Etz Yisrael. Because in Etz Yisrael, Orla really applies in Chutz Laaretz as well as in Etz Yisrael. The only real strong nafkamina and halacha, we may mention other nafkaminas, but the most significant nafkamina and halacha between Eretz Yisrael and Chutz Laaretz is when we speak about Orla, is regarding Sofik Orla. The Eretz Yisrael, we're machmer on Sofik Orla, and the Chutz Laaretz, we're lenient with Sofik Orla. Says the Chazon Ish, regarding this halacha that we are discussing now as well, the machlokes of Rashi and the Rambam versus the Baal HaMor, in Chutz Laaretz we follow the opinion of Rashi and the Rambam, and as soon as 3 full years have passed, there's no longer concern for Orla. As soon as 4 full years have passed, there's no concern for Neter Avai. In Eretz Yisrael, we always have to wait for Tu B'Shvat. Moreover, the Rishonim point out that even though we began our shiur today saying that not only implanting a tree is there a concern of Orla, but when we graft trees, the Avrocha and Arkava we spoke about, we also there's a concept of Orla. The Halacha, however, is, say the Rishonim, that in Chutz Laaretz we could be lenient. And the reason the Ramban gives is because there's a rule in Shas, Kol HaMekel Be'etz Yisrael, whenever it comes to questions of Orla, the halacha is the Kol HaMekel Be'etz Yisrael, whoever has it takes a lenient opinion in Eretz Yisrael, halacha k'mos b'chutz laaretz, even though we don't necessarily take that lenient opinion in Eretz Yisrael, in Chutz Laaretz we could take that lenient opinion. And says the Ramban, that since there's the opinion of Rebbe Elazar ben Yaakov, where Rebbe Elazar ben Yaakov holds, as is quoted in Masechta Soita, Daf Mem Gimel Mebeis, that in these type of planting, not just planting a tree, but in these other forms of planting, Rebbe Elazar ben Yaakov says there is no concept of Orla. So even though we don't accept Rebbe Elazar ben Yaakov's opinion, we do accept it, says the Ramban, to the degree that in Chutz Laaretz we could be lenient, and a tree that was just grafted in these fashions would not be subject to Hilchos Orla. Moreover, however, says the Ritva, that even though we're being lenient with this halacha, that doesn't give us a right to plant klayim in Chutz Laaretz. Not only is planting klayim also in Eretz Yisrael, it's also in Chutz Laaretz. And not only is it also in Chutz Laaretz, it's also, it's prohibited to even ask a non-Jew to plant klayim on our behalf. But the halacha is that if one did plant klayim, and if a klayim was planted in Chutz Laaretz, and klayim was planted, we're allowed to eat those fruits of the klayim that have grown. The Ramban and the Chinuch are all of the opinion that Ravai doesn't apply in Chutz Laretz. The Rashba explains, because as we said when we spoke about the Halacha of Netar Ravai, we said that Halacha of Netar Ravai is similar to the Halacha of Maaseh Sheni. And just like Maaseh Sheni only applies in Eretz Yisrael, says the Rashba, so too is the Halacha regarding Netar Ravai, that it only applies in Eretz Yisrael, not in Chutz Laretz. Reb Chaim Brisker has a different way of approaching this question. He says that really Arla ought not to apply in Chutz Laretz, because Arla is a mitzvah tluya ba'aretz. It's connected to what grows from the ground. And we know that all mitzvahs atluyas ba'aretz only apply in Eretz Yisrael. He says there's a special halach l'maish m'sinai that says that that Arla does apply in Chutz Laretz. So says Rav Chaim, the special halach l'maish m'sinai was only said regarding Arla. It wasn't said regarding Netar Ravai, and therefore Netar Ravai does not apply in Chutz Laretz. Many other Rishonim disagree. And he says, the opinion of Tosfos, Rabbeinu Yaina, the Rashba, and the Rosh, is that Netar Ravai only applies in Chutz Laretz as well. However, they indicate it only applies to grapes, not to other fruits. And the Rabbeinu Yaina's opinion is that the halacha of Netar Ravai in Chutz Laretz is identical to the halacha of Netar Ravai in Eretz Yisrael. And just like we are machmer on Netar Ravai in all types of fruits in Eretz Yisrael, so too is the halacha in Chutz Laretz. Ask the Gemara, Menonimili, how do we know that the halacha teaches us that when we speak about Arla, when we speak about Netar Ravai, the year goes into Tu Bishvat? Answers the Gemara, Amrav Chibar Abba, Amrav Rabbi Yochanan, Omataba Mishmed Rabbi Yanai, Amrav Kro. The pasuk when it says, when it speaks about Arla and Ravai, says, Shalosh Shanim Yilachem Arelim, Lo Ya'echol, Ubashana Arish Vias, Yikol Piri Kodesh Lulum Hashem, Ubashana Chamashis Taichu as period. So the Torah, by writing the Vav, by Uva Shana Chamishis, comes to teach us that sometimes we have to extend this halacha into the next year. Pamer Shabravis, sometimes we're already in the fourth year, Vadaina Sura Mishum Arla, yet the fruit will remain prohibited with the Arla Isser. Or Pamer Shabachamishis, and sometimes we're already in the fifth year, Vadaina Sura Mishum Ravai, and it will still have the Isser Ravai on it. When we're ready into the fourth year and the fifth year, but it's still before Tu Bishvat, and that the halach is, everybody with the different opinions of the Rishonim that we've quoted, that it's still considered Arla or Netar Ravai. So our Gemara just taught us that 30 days before Rosh Hashanah, it's considered as if it was planted. Says the Gemara, Lema, it seems that our Braisa, the Leik Remeya, doesn't follow the opinion of Rameya. Dear Rameya, if we want to say, we want to follow the opinion of Rameya, Homer, Rameya's opinion is, Yom Echad B'Shana Chosh Hashanah. His opinion is that even one day of the year is considered a year. Of course, the Rishonim point out that the Halach, it's not under all circumstances that Rameya holds Yom Echad B'Shana Chosh Hashanah. It's regarding the various halachas that we discuss, does Rameya hold Yom Echad B'Shana Chosh Hashanah? For example, we discussed renting a house, and we spoke that nobody rents a house that it should be for less than 30 days. So the Rishonim point out that even Rameya would agree that it has to be for 30 days. On the other hand, we learned the other halach. At the beginning of the Masechta that if Rosh Hashanah l'malachim, if the year Rosh Hashanah for kings is Nisan, the halach is that even if a king was just a king for one day of the year, he's already considered that was a year, and Rosh Chodesh Nisan begins the second year. So the question is, Rebbe Lezer, whose opinion is, as we're going to learn, Shloish Miyoyim B'Shana Chosh Hashanah, that you have to have 30 days in the year, how will Rebbe Lezer understand that? Will Rebbe Lezer understand there too will he hold that you have to have 30 days. And if he wasn't a king for all 30 days, he won't be considered a king for that year. Or in that case, it could be, and that's what Rashi seems to learn, that it's not clear what Rashi learns, actually. It could be that there Rabbi Elazar would agree. So even though on the general terms, Rabbi Meir holds Yom Echad B'Shana as Chashav Shana, and usually Rabbi Elazar's opinion is Shloshim B'Yom B'Shana, Chashav Shana, there may be exceptions to the rule. And our Gemara begins to discuss what is Rabbi Meir's opinion. The Rabbi Meir's opinion is typically Yom Echad B'Shana, Chashav Shana. The Tanya, Para Omer B'Torah Stam, when the Torah tells us to bring a par, a bull as a carbon, ben esrim v'abba chodesh v'yom echad divrei Meir. According to Meir, as soon as this animal is 24 months and 1 day old, it's considered a par. Rabbi Elazar Omer, ben esrim v'abba chodesh v'shloshim yom. As we just discussed, Rabbi Elazar's opinion is you have to have 30 days, so it has to be at least 24 months and 30 days so that it should be considered a par. The question is, will he need a full 30 days, or will he agree to mix a yom kekulai? Says the Gemara, Shaya Rameya Omer. Rameya says, Kav makom shenema egel b'tayra stam. Wherever the Torah says that the carbon that you should bring is an egel, is a calf, it means ben shana. It's within its first year of life. When the Torah tells us to bring a carbon from a ben bakar, it's a ben shtayim. It's when the animal is in its second year of life. And when the Torah says par, it's ben shalosh in the third year. And Rameh is teaching us that as soon as it's 2 years and 30 days, the halacha is that it's considered a par. Rabbi Elazar is going to require 30 days to make it be considered that way. So it seems Rameh's opinion is Shoyim Echad B'Shana Chashav Shana. Yet we're learning in our shir, in our sugya today, that in order to be considered a planted, it should be 30 days. Answers the Gemara, Afil Teir Rameya. Even Rameya would agree to that halacha we learned in today's shir. Because, Kikam Rameya, Yoyim Ech B'Shana Chashav Shana, when did he say that? B'Saif Shana, at the end of the year, at the end of the count. We need to end the count, so 1 day is adequate to be considered a year. Like by the cow that we discussed, you had 2 full years, 1 more day makes it a 3rd year. But at the beginning of the year, Loi, even Rameh will agree that 1 day is enough, you have to have at least 30 days. Ask the Gemara, Amar Rava, V'lav Kav HaChaymeru. We can make an argument just the opposite. The halacha is, and we have to emphasize, that this halacha is midaraisa. Midaraisa, a woman's life is a cycle of 7 days and 11 days. During the 7 days, a woman can become a nida. If she becomes a nida, and again I emphasize this is midaraisa, she counts 7 days. Even if during the time of those 7 days, she sees dam during that entire time, as long as by the time the 7 days are over, she's no longer having emissions, she goes to the mikveh and she's tar. However, during the 11 days, those are the days of ziva. And the halacha is if a woman sees dam during those 11 days, she has to wait zayin nekiyim. Now, the halacha is that we are makbid that every woman, when she sees an emission of dam, treats herself as a zava and always waits for Zayin the Kiyim. As the Gemara says in Masechta Nida, B'nois Yisrael Hechmiru al Atzman, V'yoshva Yeshiva Nekiyim, the Jewish women are makbid that they always wait Zayin the Kiyim, Afilu al Tipas Dam Kechardo, even if they see the slightest amount of dam. Now the halacha is that if a woman saw dam, during the May Nida, the first day that she saw dam is already considered as day one. She doesn't have to wait for 7 full days. Day one, even if she saw it towards the end of the day, of course, before Shkia, it's considered day one. And then when day seven comes, she has to wait till day seven ends and then go to the mikveh. So we see that at the end, she has to wait for a full day, but at the beginning, she doesn't. So asks Rava on the Svara that we just said in understanding Rameh's opinion. Amar Rava v'lav kavachayma. Can't we make a contrary kavachayma? Uman nida. Shein tchil seyoyim ayola b'sayfa. That when she starts seeing dam, she can't count. When she stops seeing dam, she has to wait for to the end of the day. But at the beginning, soifa yom ayola b'tchilasay, even a partial part of the day is enough for that to be counted as day one. Shana. So when we speak about the year, and Rameyah says that at the end of our count, yoim echad oyloi b'soifa, one day is enough to be counted as a year. Ein adin, certainly the halacha should be that yoim echad oyloi b'tchilasoi, that one day should be enough at the beginning. Yet we're learning just the opposite. We're learning that by Rameyah saying at the end, even a small amount is enough, and at the beginning, it's not enough. Just the opposite of what we learned by Hilchas Nida. So Tosfos asks the question, yes, a Nida is a question on Ramey, on the explanation that we just gave a Rameyer. But a Zava is a Raya. The Aloch is that a Zava, Midaraisa, and again I stress Midaraisa, mixes a Yoim Kekula, that even at the end of the 7 days, as Midaraisa, as soon as that day begins and she's tar in the morning, she could go to the mikvah. So Tosfos answers that you can't bring a raya from a zava, because a zava has a special rule of Zayin Nekiyim. And when we speak about Zayin Nekiyim, they come with their special rules that in normal situations, we halacha will require that a nida needs the whole day at the end, and it doesn't need it at the beginning, contrary of our understanding of Rameyer's Minyan's opinion. So here we learned the concept of Yoyim Echad B'Shana Chosh B'Shana. How much do you have to be considered as if something happened? And the Rishonim discussed the halacha that are very often in Shas, the Gemara says at what state does a boy become a bar mitzvah? Yud gimel shanim v'yoyim echad. At what point does a girl become a bas mitzvah? Yud beis shanim v'yoyim echad. 12 years and one day. And the Rishonim and Achronim debate how are we to look at that. Daruch Haner says that Tosfos' opinion is that when we look at a boy's birthday goes, when we're saying yoyim echad, doesn't mean that if somebody's birthday is, for example, Ches Cheshvin, we're not to say that as soon as Ches Cheshvin comes, he's considered bar mitzvah, his 13th birthday, but rather we have to wait until the exact time he was born on Ches Cheshvin 13 years ago. That's what's meant with Yoyim Echad. And according to that, says Daruch Haner, and the Bayadim Vizmanim speak about it, that let's say a boy's bar mitzvah is Ches Cheshvin. So we know today is Ches Cheshvin, it's the boy's bar mitzvah. He'll typically get up early in the morning, all excited to put on tefillin. But according to this explanation of the Aruch Haner in Tosfos, he's really not obligated to wear tefillin until his birthday. So let's say he was born in the 3 o'clock in the afternoon. He should not really be obligated to wear tefillin until that time. And therefore, the Me'adim Mizmanim from Moshe Steinberg Shlita says that's what he should do. He should put on tefillin in the morning, of course, as we're going to say, we paskin, that he becomes bar mitzvah right in the morning. But because we have this opinion, it's the first day in his life that he's mechuyiv, that he's obligated to wear tefillin, he should do it right and put on tefillin again at the moment that he was born. Other Rishonim say that the halacha is that you have to wait yoyim echad. He's not really bar mitzvah until one day passes after his birthday. However, most Rishonim, and that's the way we paskin, that's the way the Rama paskins, that the halacha is that as soon as the day of his birthday comes, the halacha is that's when he's considered bar mitzvah. And when he becomes bar mitzvah, yoyim echad means that as soon as that day begins, that's the day he's bar mitzvah. And that's the way to know the Behuda Paskins, and Stei Chemet says that too was the custom in the Sephardi communities, that as soon as the birthday comes, he's considered bar mitzvah. So now, our Gemara goes back to our original discussion. We're learning that 30 days before the year, that's when it's considered that it was planted. Ask the Gemara, Elamai, how we are going to understand that opinion. We're going to follow the opinion of Rabbi Elazar. The Rabbi Elazar says that 30 days in the year is considered a year. And therefore, since Rabbi Elazar holds that 30 days in the year is considered a year, you need to wait for if the tree was planted 30 days before Rosh Hashanah, it's considered as if a year passed, not less. But ask the Gemara, if that be the case, we should really need Shloshim v'Shloshaboy. We should really need to wait 33 days. The Tanan, because the Mishnah Masechta Shviyas, Perek Beis Mishnah Vav teaches us, Ein Noite Veim Avrichim Veim Akivin, Erev Shviyas, Pachs M'Shloshim Yom L'Fnei Rosh Hashanah. You have to have 30 days. Because if you plant it within 30 days of Shemitah, it's considered as if you worked the field in the Shemitah year, which, as we said at the beginning of our shir, if you worked the field during the Shemitah year, if you planted the tree during the Shemitah year, you would need to uproot that tree. And therefore, Rav Nata v'Hivrich v'Herkev, Yaakov, it has to be uprooted. Rev, Yehuda, I'm a call a kavish and a kalatis b'shloish yamim. If you need 3 days for it to take root, shuv and a kalatis. And that's why anytime you plant something, you need to have at least 3 days for it to take root. You need to have 2 weeks for something to take root. So it says, comments the Gemara, according to the Mandam that says you need to have 30 days for something to take root, so in order for something to be considered having been planted and being considered already a year past, you should have to have 60 days, 30 plus 30. First 30 days for the tree to take root, and then another 30 days for it to be considered having been growing in the previous year. The Divrei Omer, according to the Mandamin that says it needs 3 days, you should need to have 33 days, 3 days for taking root, and then 30 days. The Divrei Omer, you should need to have 2 weeks for taking root and then 30 days. Of course, the Mefarshim ask that how can we have a machlokes, how long it takes to take root? 30 days, 2 weeks, 3 days. Isn't this a dispute about a metzias, about a physical fact? So the Mefarshim respond, everybody agrees that there is some level of ashrasha. There is some level of taking root after 3 days. There is more of a level of taking root after 2 weeks. And there's even more of a level of taking root after 30 days. Their machloikis is a halachic digger machloikis. The machloikis is how much taking root does the halacha recognize that it should be considered taking root. Is 3 days already halachic, or is 30 days, or 3 weeks, or 2 weeks? So Michas Chinuch makes a very important point. He says, if that's the case, why if somebody plants something on Shabbos, is he chayif for Zareya? It doesn't take root until at least 3 days, as we just learned. And one can make a counter argument with the Michas Chinuch's point, that if somebody, according to the opinion that says, using that opinion, that things take root 3 days. So if we plant something 3 days before Shabbos, it's taking root on Shabbos. How can we plant anything? Says the Mechas Chinuch, when we look at Hilchas Shabbos and we look at these halachas, they're looked at in a very, very different way. Hilchas Shabbos, the way we would describe it in the yeshivish expression, is a chiv, is a gavra. On Shabbos, an individual is not allowed to do malacha. Planting is considered a malacha. The fact that if I plant on Shabbos, nothing will take root today, that doesn't change that I violated Shabbos, because I did a malacha on Shabbos. Whereas when we speak about Shemitah, there's not just an iser to work the field in Shemitah, there's a chiv of a shaf sa'aretz. The land has to be at rest. And if the fruit or whatever I'm planting has not taken root yet, and it's taking root during the Shemitah year, so I am violating the Shavsa Oretz. And since I'm violating Shavsa Aretz, the halacha is, it has to be, as we just said, it has to be uprooted. This halacha that it has to be uprooted not only applies if one planted it b'mezid, the halacha is that even if it was done the shagig, Chazal were concerned that it's not going to be treated properly, and Chazal said that it has to be uprooted. So now the Gemara makes the question. So even if we're going to take, ask the Gemara, the most lenient opinion in how much time it takes to take root, the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, that it only takes 3 days to take root, but ask the Gemara, even if we take that opinion, we should at least have shalosh v'shaloshim b'ayim. It should have to be 33 days before Rosh Hashanah that I plant. And we learned at the beginning of this year that 30 days is enough that it should be considered a year. El Olam, says the Gemara, we're going to go back to the opinion of Rameya. We asked according to Rameya, Yom Echa B'Shana Chashav Shana, says the Gemara, El Olam Rameya, V'ki Kamar, that the Brisa said that you need 30 days, it's going L'Klita. It takes 30 days for it to take root. And then one day, Yom Echa B'Shana Chashav Shana. But ask the Gemara, if that's the way we're going to learn, Iachi Shloishim V'Echad Bayi. So yes, you don't need, you, one day in a year, a coin for a mayor is enough to be considered a year. But you still need the 30 days for taking root. So you should need to wait 31 days. It should have to have 31 days before Rosh Hashanah that it should be considered a year past. And we've been learning that 30 days is adequate. Answers the Gemara, Kasavar, the Tan of this Braisa holds, Shloishim Oilu Kananukan. The 30 days to be counted both for the days of taking root, and the also could be taken account for Yom Echa B'Shana, Chashav Shana. And as the way I saw the Rishonim and Achronim explain the Gemara, when day 30 will come, it'll be the beginning of the day will be considered the 30th day for taking root, and we're going to apply the concept of Mixas Hayom Kekuloi, and even though just this is what Ritva and the Noida Behuda explained, that even though it just took, only part of the day passed, that's going to be enough to be considered Yom Echad B'Shana, that one day of the 30 days that we need for it to take root. And then we're going to have, the other part of the day will be to fulfill Rameya's concept of Yom Echad B'Shana Chashav Shana. But I don't need to have a full day, because even Mixayim, part of that day is Kekuloi. So what we're really doing is, according to Rameya, using the concept of Mixayim Kekuloi twice. At the beginning of the day, we're using it to say that that's enough time to pass, that it should be considered that we have 30 days for the tree to take root. And at the end, the second part of the day, we're going to use it to say Yom Echa B'Shana Chashav Shana. So as we just quoted the machloikus of Ramey and Rebbe Lozer, of Yom Echa B'Shana Chashav Shana, or Shloishim Yom B'Shana Chashav Shana. Says the Gemara, Am Rabbi Yochanan, V'Shneim Mikra Echa Darshim. Ramey and Rebbe Lozer come to their opinion based on the same pasuk. The pasuk says by the Mabul, V'hi ba'achs v'sheish me'eshana, b'rishin b'achad l'chaydish, charvu ha'mayim al aretz. That's when the water that had come down during the Mabul stopped coming. The water had dried. The pasuk says that it only went in one day into the year of 601. And when we speak about 601, explained the Rishonim and Achronim, it's referring to the years of Noach's life. And the pasuk is saying that as soon as one day of that year came, Karli Shana, it's already considered a day, as if a year passed. So we see, says Rameya, Shmamina, Yom Echa B'Shana, Chashav Shana. Vidach, Rabbi Lazar's opinion, who says that we need to have a minimum of 30 days, that it should be considered a year, says Rabbi Lazar, Iksiv, if the pasuk would have said, B'Sheish Meis V'Achash Shana, 601st year, could Amrit, that indeed it would be a great raya that one day is enough to make it a year. But that's not the wording of the pasuk, says the Gemara. Hashtik siba achas v'sheish me'eshana. The pasuk says the word shana next to 600, not next to the achas. Say shana ashesh ma'is kai. So tomorrow that 600 years, and what is achas aschalta d'achas kosmo, that the next year began, but it's not considered a year. Why is it not considered a year? Because only one day of the year passed, and one day of a year passing is not enough to make it be considered a year. So that's why, for Rebbe Loza says that pasuk is not a raya. But even though that pasuk, according to Rebbe Loza, is not a raya, the Yom Echad B'Shana Chash V'Shana, we still need to find the source where Rebbe Loza will say, from where Rebbe Loza will say that you need to have 30 days in the year to be considered a year. Rebbe Loza my Tama, what's the source for his opinion? The Ksiv, the pasuk over there says Berisha Be'Echel Chaydish. And what is the pasuk saying? Mid Akati Yom Echad Hu De'Ayah B'Chaydish. It was one day that passed, one day in the month. It's Karlei Chodesh. It's already considered as if the month passed. So we see from here that Rebbe Lozer's opinion is Shma Mina that Yom Echad B'Chodesh Chashav Chodesh. A day in the month is considered a month. Says Rebbe Lozer that just like Yom Echad B'Chodesh is Chashav Chodesh, Shloshim Yom B'Shana Chshuvim Shana. 30 days in the year is considered a year. Why? V'Chodesh L'Menuyav V'Shna L'Menuyav. Which means, when we think of a month, so a month is counted by days. 30 days is a month. So since days are the way we count a month, so when a day of the month passes, since that's the figure, the number that's used for counting a month, the halacha teaches us that Yom Echad, one day in the month, that unit is enough to be considered as if a month, as if the whole month passed. When we speak about a year, what is the unit, says Rebbe Lozer, that a year is counted? The unit that a year is counted by months. So when a month passes, just like a day passes, it's considered as if the month passed. The pasuk clearly just taught us that according to Rebbe Lozer. Says Rebbe Lozer, similarly, when a month, which is the unit by which years are counted, passes, it's considered as if the year passed. And that's why Rebbe Lozer's opinion is that Shloshim Yom B'Shana Chashav Shana.